St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Spring has sprung.
Spring in all of its possibilities. Let's rock.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry is The Rock Station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show. We call it Grassroots. And it's here on a Sunday night on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cupp with you from The Rock Station. Mr. Utah Burgess, live on remote from Shady Lady Productions. Hello, Utah.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing well. You have lined up a pretty cool interview tonight that we're going to take a little preview and help people plan their summer vacations to beautiful Erie and the Twisted Elk Brewery tonight. I know the Noble Hops have played there, right?
Yeah, we have. And unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, I'll have to bow out of the interview portion of this. But it's a really cool little place. It just caught Samantha Sears there, in fact, on a Sunday afternoon for brunch. And I've seen Jack Stevenson from Two Man Happy Hour there. In fact, we'll probably have to play a remote from here, him at the end of the show here. But yeah, they got a lot happening.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we'll find out about that. Hey, and we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, presenting this opening segment of our show here tonight. Hey, a lot coming in the summer months ahead as we continue our trek through spring. And hey, want to give a shout out. Last week, we had the opportunity to visit with your band, the Noble Hops, and that was a very fun interview. And you guys dropped a brand new song, Music Man, fantastic tune, and had the honor to kind of sneak preview that for Linda Weber's birthday, but great new release and a fun interview last week.
Yeah, that was a fun show. We're pretty happy with the song release also. And we recorded that with Jazz Byers at Rattle Clack. And let's see, we played a show that the day it dropped also up at Oasis with our friends in Ingo Swan. And speaking of Meat Locker, Jim and Karen were there, Jim Harpel. And so they come up and kind of rocked out with us and talked to him for a little bit. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming out of Meat Locker this year.
Good to hear. Well, and that new Ingo Swan that we played, Penetration, stay tuned. You're going to hear that tonight. But I sampled that on the Rock Fabrique Saturday night, too. So it gave me a little taste of the Fabrique fans.
All right, cool. Yeah, they have a companion video for that also, so look for that.
Very cool. Of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival will be here before you know it. Here we are already in the middle part of April. It is cruising right along. And, well, Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd, kicks off with the Ram Automotive singer-songwriter in the round night on that Thursday at 7. And then 5 o'clock, gracing the stage, will be a lot of great local acts and continuing all day Saturday. And, of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee presenting our center stage preview every Friday. So it's time to get focused and get those tickets at thebandjam.com, and a ton of great sponsors already part of it, but many more can be accepted, and vendors in Utah, if those folks want to find out information, thebandjam.com, right?
That's it. That's how simple it is, thebandjam.com. We got vendor applications, sponsor applications there. We're still filling out the lineup. Directions, you can get your tickets, FAQ, everything you need to know is right there.
Absolutely. And we want to thank Quality Life Services, who are also back part of the show again this year, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Liberty Corner Tavern, where you can catch those thirsty Thursdays to quench your thirst of not only your thirst, but thirst for local music as well. Jazz's Rock and Road Show. And of course, you can see that on Music from the 412 and one of our sponsors tonight, along with Build the Scene. And also Back Home Barbecue and Brew, part of the event this year. And I mentioned Ram Automotive along with Cummings Candy and Coffee House and their four locations all joining together to present the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And you might as well just insert your name here if you would like to be a sponsor too, because here we are in the middle part of April and we've got 4 months yet to talk about all of these wonderful sponsors who are helping to present the Band Jam.
Yeah, and stay tuned for something cool with Back Home Barbecue as well, because we're working something up that is a sort of a pre Bandjam thing.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. There was another exclusive because you're tuned into the Grassroots Show tonight, friends. And another event coming this summer is a really cool event that's moving to the Big Butler Fairgrounds in Utah. That's Corey's Cruise.
Yeah, that's going to be July 25th out there. It'll be their second one. They started this last year, of course, to honor Corey Comparator. And they've got a full day of activities. Things kick off with a bike run. They'll be doing that, and then the bikes will all return to the fairgrounds, and there'll be some music and speakers, and they're going to have raffles. They got all kinds of vendors that are going to be out there. And then that evening, they're going to have Coffee Anderson performing live there with special guest Gary Burke III. So it's a full day of activities and all for really just, you know, a hometown cause. So hopefully you'll check that out. You can visit coreyscruise.com for more information on that.
Yeah, they've got a great website up Saturday, July 25th for that, and that'll get you. That'll be another little Bandjam preview for you because it'll be a great event for you to take part of in July, and then Bandjam in August. And don't forget Music for the Cure coming back this year. Steve Angert bringing that back first part of August. So, yeah, we're getting ready for some great summer weather, and like we will be talking with Jess from Twisted Elk Brewery where they go outdoors. We have a lot of businesses that like to do that as well and just have that local music flavor. We love to celebrate that local music connection, and that's what we do here every Sunday night on the Grassroots Show. So let's get into some music. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
We got an email in the last week from Bob McCutcheon from The Vault, and sounds like they have been echoing rather loudly down that way with some new material coming from an entity that is known as Skell, Utah.
Yeah, I've seen that they're working with The Vault. Looking forward to that because it's been a few years since we've gotten anything new from Skell.
Yeah, looking forward to that big time. And Bob was letting us know as well, and we have sampled a little bit of Torrance Sebastian, very talented young vocalist who's been working with Rob Diener, producer, and collaborating with Rob. Torrance Sebastian, very, very talented young musician now. Actually discovered her love for singing in musical theater, and then she discovered a passion for guitar and songwriting, and fostered by her parents' support, she got involved with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, Pittsburgh CLO, went off and went to Youngstown State where she got a degree in musical theater and then studied guitar at the Dana School of Music. And, man, she has been doing a lot of different things in the region in recent years and has been part of recording some cool stuff down at The Vault now with Rob. And we've sampled some of the music. Well, Bob was sending over a brand new song that she's dropping. And if you like a little indie rock style, she's really nailed it on this one. Starburst Shower is the name of the tune from Torrance Sebastian.
All right, yeah, and I think you can catch a kind of a in the studio segment on with Rocky from Music from the 412 that features her as well. So that was pretty cool. I watched that here a few weeks back. So look for that at musicfromthe412.com. And also, speaking of Thirsty Thursday acoustic nights at Liberty Corner Tavern, we recently had Elena there. She was a guest on the Grassroots Show, and while she was in town, she put on a performance there, and the place was packed. And so let's throw on her most recent single, Everything I Think.
Oh, that's a great tune, yeah. All right, so it's a ladies' segment out right here in the Grassroots Show, and we'll be back with Jess Javens from Twisted Elk Brewery, and we'll also hear from Sam Sears, as Utah had an opportunity to catch her while she was playing live at Twisted Elk. It's all part of our Grassroots Show tonight. We're glad you've tuned in. The Rock Station 97.7, our show, presented and produced by Shady Lady Productions.
Holy water. Working too hard, not working enough. Thinking about just giving up, 'cause I feel so out of place. Pretty sure that I ain't pretty, and the whole damn deck is stacked against me. Maybe if I was skinny, I wouldn't feel this way. Gotta tell myself every day. A mind can have a messed up way of playing tricks on you. Get you caught up in between delusion and the truth. But the objects in the mirror ain't as hopeless as they seem. Gotta stop believing everything I just let go of all the hurtful things I've told myself. Heaven knows I'm trying, but it's hard when my head keeps on lying. A mind can have a messed up way of playing tricks on you. Gets you caught up in between delusion and the truth. But the
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Our next segment brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service in there. Four locations to serve you. They're presenting our center stage look inside the band jam each and every Friday morning right here on The Rock Station 97.7. We appreciate them supporting our local music effort. We're going to take a little road trip, and a perfect time of year to do that, because I'm sure a lot of you out there in the listening audience are planning to do that. And if you are planning to venture up to the Erie music scene, we're going to visit with another one of the great locations where you can catch some great local music and probably have yourself some pretty awesome beer and a good bite to eat. We want to welcome Jess Javens in here today from Twisted Elk Brewing up in Lake City. Welcome to the Grassroots Show, Jess.
Hi, thank you.
It's good to have you on board here. And you're right along the big historic route number 5 up in Lake City. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're in between Erie and Conneaut, Ohio on Route 5.
Yeah, a lot of people love to venture up there. I know we do quite a bit between Geneva and Lake Erie and up into the northeast area, and you're right along that track. Give us a little background to Twisted Elk Brewery. First of all, I'd be curious, do you know the background on the name?
Yes. We have Elk Creek running through here, and so they use that as the inspiration for the name Twisted Elk.
That's really cool. Elk Creek, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. And it's
good fishing.
Oh, is it good fishing up that way?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it's very popular up here.
Okay. So a great place to stop before, during, and after. No doubt about that.
Definitely.
So you're a little bit of the history of the location, I guess, around pandemic time is when the brewery itself started to take shape.
Yes. They opened in when the COVID restrictions started lifting in 2020. And, started out as a brewery and then eventually added on the restaurant.
So who's behind the brewing part of things?
It's his name is Brad Noose. He's the owner and brewer, head brewer.
And how did he get into to brewing beer? Or was he doing it for fun and found he was pretty good at it?
I actually just heard the backstory. He was irritated that he couldn't taste the cherry in Sam Adams cherry wheat and said he could make it himself better. And that's how it started, just as a home brewer, you know.
Yeah.
And then he got very popular with his friends, and his friends encouraged him to, you know, become a big in it. And it's gone good ever since.
And it's amazing how we hear those stories. A lot of the breweries that have popped up, and I even have a nephew, same exact thing. He was a home brewer and got very good at it, and all of a sudden he was winning some awards and opened up a brewery. And I think that's kind of the passion that you've found is you've find some people that get pretty good at that craft and have been able to open up a location and welcome in people.
Oh, yeah. It's been really good for them.
So after the brewery started, that they actually then built a location, and then what, a couple of years later, you started to add food? Because I think that's been a pretty common theme for a lot of locations. They get established, and then they offer the restaurant arm of things.
Yes. That's how it went. Once they, you know, the restrictions opened for restaurant, it was like just the way it was going to go anyway.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about the beers? Do they have a rotating mix on tap? Do they, you know, kind of do the seasonal thing? I know a lot of the breweries that have been to kind of do that. And do they welcome anything outside as well? Or is it all strictly created by the folks at Twisted Elk?
For the most part, everything is created by Twisted Elk. We do, however, have guest taps occasionally, you know, a few times a year. And the great thing about up here is everyone is, all the brewers are friendly with each other, and they do collaborations all the time. So at least two or three times a year, we do a collaboration with one of the other breweries that are around here.
And I think you find that in a lot of locations, it's smart, first of all, you know, that everybody's joining together on that.
Mm-hmm. Last year they did a collaboration and did a specialty beer for Waldemere Amusement Park. It was a chocolate banana, but frozen chocolate banana, I believe that was what the name was. And it was didn't last long. It was very good. But it was offered at Waldemere. They always do the first day of the season, they do like a brewery day. And it's a lot of fun, and the brewers get together and make a beer, and it's for a good cause, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, the collaborations are a great idea, you know, obviously connecting with something that people are going to come to, you know, a tourist attraction being a park like that. And you folks get to be kind of that tourist attraction. I mean, people are coming up and a lot of times staying for a weekend or staying for a week, maybe making it a vacation destination. It's a very smart move for everybody to get involved and help each other.
Exactly.
So what are some of the staples that you will find if I were to pop up to Twisted Elk Brewery as far as the beverages? Do you have a couple of brands that become the mainstay or the namesakes, or is it all kind of rotating?
No, we do have a core signature beer list, and that would like include our Pilsner Country Blonde. We have an Irish Red that everyone loves. We have the Gudge Stout, and we have a Dark Hollow Stout that is made with our, we brew our coffee, we roast our coffee and then use it to brew our Dark Hollow Stout, and it is amazing.
That sounds really, really good. I know my wife would be into that. She's into the coffee stouts. So that's cool that you guys do your own coffee too. That's really slick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just started that this past year and it's going really well. We have our two mainstays that everyone really loves, and we've had some experimental ones, you know, scattered throughout that. But we have a dark roast called Dark Hollow, and we have our medium roast called Twisted Trails.
And how about your IPAs? I know a lot of folks are big fans of that. Do you have different varieties, some cool different takes on that?
We do have our two signature. It's Ale Invasion. It's a New England hazy. And then we have our hoppy. It's our flagship is Elk Creek IPA. And then occasionally we do an experimental. We have a rotating experimental list that we probably put out an experimental one every like 3 weeks.
Okay. I love the name Ale Invasion. Huh?
Yeah. Cause there is a, in the 70s, there was a, alien landing site, and it turned into a, like a park, and it's a tribute to that.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes.
Visiting here from Twisted Elk Brewery, Jess Javens on our Grassroots Show here tonight. Do you get into any other angles like seltzers or anything else on the menu too?
Yeah, we have a seltzer always on tap, and that's a rotating flavor. But our most popular is our root beer.
Ooh, that sounds good. And that'd be perfect
it's
for
very
an occasion,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is very good. It tastes just like regular root beer, but it's extra special.
Cool stuff. Talking about the brewery, we're going to get into the restaurant, too, but why don't we play a couple of songs? Because, Jess, you folks welcome in local musicians, too?
Oh, yeah. We right now is on Saturdays, but once it starts getting warmer, we take down our tarps on our patio, and we'll have music on Fridays and Saturdays.
Good stuff. We'll talk about some of the folks that are there and talk how you make that happen and get into some of the food items as well. But Utah also has an opportunity to visit with Samantha Sears here tonight on our show. She was live at Twisted Elk, and he grabbed her around one of the visits, and then we'll hear something really cool from Samantha, and we'll continue our visit tonight with Jess Javens, listening to the Grassroots Show as we visit with the Twisted Elk Brewery up in Lake City, Pennsylvania, tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Stagnation kills. Climb. get to keep moving. Get to keep proving, 'cause what's the point? 'Cause what's the point? So say.
Rock Station Nation, this is Utah with the Grassroots Show here on remote at Twisted Elk Brewery. And we're listening to the amazing Samantha Sears, who you've heard on our show, pretty much since its existence, I think.
It's 2014, I think.
Yeah, and we started in 2012, I think it was. Yeah, 2012, so long time. Hey, what's new with you?
Not too much new, just doing my thing, starting to get busy again this time of year.
And this is pretty much what you do. You're just a full-time musician, correct?
Yep. Go all over the place.
Yeah, I see all over. I think you're one of the harder-working ones I know.
Well,
and
you
still down at the Pittsburgh Airport, International Airport?
I don't have any current dates, but I'm still in the lineup. They're going through some stuff with the construction. They're still not back up to, like, full something, so they're not having all the musicians that they usually have.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm sure you'll see her there when you're one of these times, because you've been a staple of that for many years now.
Since 2015 or 2016, the first time.
Oh, geez, almost a decade then. All right.
It's hard to believe.
So you have any new music in the works?
I do. I have a new song that I just finished not too long ago. Some other stuff, you know, half finished.
Yeah, well, what's the song?
It's tentatively titled Imposter Syndrome. I'm not sure I'm going to stick with that.
So it's not ready to be broadcast yet?
Oh, yeah, it could be broadcast.
Well, how about we listen to it right now?
Sure.
All right. Hey, good luck, man.
Thank you.
Man. Good luck, Samantha. All right.
Mason at the party, looking my way with them pretty blue eyes. Got an innocent smile, but she's the devil in disguise. Works the dance floor when she knows that you're watching. In the tight jeans that make your heart stop and see a tattoo on the small of her back. Why don't you come over here and we can head on out tonight? I don't know you, so let's start picking up the slack. Likes fast cars, but we're riding in my beat-up old Ford truck. With the pedal to the floor, I take a dirt road. See the look in her eyes that light up the night, making everything all right. She gets the boots off with the radio blasting. Lean back, saying she wants to go fast. Turn her lights down.
underneath the moonlight. I can show you a night that you ain't gonna forget. You're driving me insane. Can't get you off my brain. And I know it's wrong, but it feels so right. Come on, girl, cause I wanna see heaven tonight. Making love underneath the stars. I'm falling way too far. Got the radio on till the morning light.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're happy you've tuned in tonight to our Grassroots Show, another Sunday night of talking local music. And we're kind of on a road trip tonight, and a folk that you can take along with you on any road trip is Mr. Bill Damiano, because he has different podcasts that you can check out. Of course, Build the Scene, Pennsylvania Rock Show. He's also a big part of Music from the 412. Bill is a super dude, and we appreciate his support of our show here tonight and our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We are visiting with Jess Javens tonight from the Twisted Elk Brewery up in Lake City. We just heard Nathan King, Heaven Tonight. We're playing some of the folks that have visited up at Twisted Elk. And Jess, as we said, you bring in a lot of great music, and we're going to connect that up with another one of our artists. But we've talked about the beer. Let's, before we go any further, talk about curing our hunger if we're making a trek up to the Erie area. You mentioned to us that the restaurant part of it has been open for several years now. Started as a brewery, Twisted Elk Brewery, and now you add a sidecar of some restaurant items. Talk to us about that.
Well, we have burgers and flatbreads and a few different other options for appetizers and dinner specials. But we specialize in elk burgers, you know, Twisted Elk. And we have our signature burger, but we always have a feature burger of the month. And that changes, like I said, every month. And everyone seems to really love them. And our flatbreads are also really amazing.
Are you? What are your hours? Let's talk about when you're open and when people can find you.
Oh, yeah, we're open every day of the week except Tuesday. And during the week, it's open 3 to 9. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are open up till 10. But on Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 11.
11 a.m. Do you do something special on Sundays, maybe for folks that might be packing up and leaving town? That you get a brunch item or something like that?
Oh, yeah. We have brunch until 3, so 11 to 3 is brunch. And then starting at noon, we also offer our main menu throughout the day.
And you can check out TwistedElkBrewery.com is your website. I just pulled that up, and I see that wonderful Sunday brunch. You have a really cool take on some elk on Sundays, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always have a brunch burger. We have
the gravy train elk, flat. Elk,
oh, yeah. We make our elk gravy, so it's like your traditional sausage gravy, but we make ours with elk. And we also do an elk poutine right now. Ooh. All the fries.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
And, of course, to start your day, right, some Twisted Elk coffee goes along good.
Oh, yes, yes. We always have that brewed fresh every day.
Do you offer takeouts, or is it all eat-in?
Oh, no, you can order online, and you can pick it up. And, yeah, we do that for everyone.
Okay. So if you're making a plan to stay up in Erie, which a lot of folks do, keep Twisted Elk Brewery in mind. Again, right along Route 5 in Lake City, right in between the Ohio line and downtown Erie, and you can stop by and enjoy some fun. And definitely the music. You said to us, Jess, that right now, this time of year, leading in to later spring and summer, you'll be opening things up, but you're doing Saturday nights. When you get into the heart of the season and you're able to go outdoors, talk to us about when you're hosting music at that time.
We host music on Fridays and Saturdays, 6 to 9 always. We do music on brunch, during brunch, once a month. And occasionally we'll splatter, put in a little bit of Thursday music. That is our mug night, so it does get pretty busy. And if it's really nice out and we have a band that might be rolling through, we'll host them as well.
Now, how do you put together? Do you have somebody in-house that does that, or do you connect up with somebody else?
Justin Moyer of Moyer Productions does, handles all our music entertainment scheduling. So if any local bands are looking to play here, that's who you want to contact.
Okay. I think I might have heard the name first time, Twisted Elk, either between the Noble Hops, or I know there's some folks that we invite people to send into our general concert calendar, and the folks at 2B's Acoustic, I saw them pop up. So you must have them every once in a while.
Yep. I've seen them twice here. So once a year, you know.
Yeah.
We like to get them in here.
Do you do any of the other fun nights during the week for folks, the trivias or anything? I know that's a big commodity.
Oh, yeah. We currently are doing trivias Wednesdays and Fridays and sometimes Sundays. Sam Comfort is our host for that, and he's really fun. April 17th, we're having a 80s-themed trivia night, so that will be a lot of fun. Costume. I mean, anyone can dress in 80s costumes.
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also see coming up in May, Plant Bingo at Twisted Elk. Tell me about what that's all about.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Steph Sprouts of she comes out and hosts a plant bingo. There's going to be like 6 games, and everyone wins a door prize, and no one goes out without getting a plant. But they're play to win and win a plant instead of money, which is fun, you know.
Yeah,
something different.
Right. Well, and right around planting season, right? We're heading into Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She always has something fun planned. She does also different plant-related events at our brewery. We probably have her about once a month. She does terrariums and just fun little decorations with using fresh plants.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Twisted Elk Brewery up in Lake City, and an opportunity for you to check out their website, TwistedElkBrewery.com. Do you have a newsletter or a mailing list that you can offer folks if they're making plans for coming up to Erie?
We do have a mailing list. You can sign up for that on our website, TwistedElkBrewery.com.
Okay. When do you expect, I know we've had some pretty nice weather, but it is only early April still. When do you usually unveil the outside? Does that usually happen maybe closer to Memorial Day, or just depend on
May
the weather?
1st.
May 1st?
May 1st is when the tarps go down. It's May 1st.
And okay.
Hopefully the weather stays nice, but if not, people can bring blankets.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We do have heaters. So there is an overhead heater, and we have a standalone propane tank. But and so it does get nice and toasty in there.
All right, now that we've covered the summertime fun that everybody's doing, you know, I'm thinking beer here, Jess, and I'm thinking like October, there's usually some fun things. Do you folks get involved in that at all?
Yes, we have an Oktoberfest that we host, and it is to raise money for our local fire department at the end of September during traditional Oktoberfest time, and it's a really good time. We have fire pits and music all day long, and there's vendors and food over at the fire department, because we have a fire department right next door to our brewery. So it's a nice area to collaborate, and we all dress up in our Oktoberfest costumes. We have an Oktoberfest costume contest that anyone in the community can join, and it's a lot of fun.
So we can follow your page and the event schedule and get in on that later this year then.
Definitely.
Well, definitely be up to check out the atmosphere, because we love coming up to the Erie area and just love that setting, and love some good old local brewed beverages and some great eats. And we wish you the best of luck having a great weather summer and all the fun and activity that's going to be happening. And thanks for supporting local music, Jess. We appreciate Twisted Elk Brewery being a part of that.
Thank you.
Jess Javens, we're going to spin some Justin Moyer. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
And I see we have our friend One Ray coming up as well in July at Twisted.
They're awesome.
Yeah, so we'll do that as well. Jess, thanks for the visit here tonight. We appreciate it, and we'll see you at Twisted Elk Brewery.
Well, thanks. See you soon.
Jess Javens, Twisted Elk Brewery. Let's do Play Your Song from Justin Moyer, and we'll follow up with One Ray, and we'll be back to wrap up our show tonight. It's the Grassroots Show, talking about Twisted Elk Brewery tonight. Again, twistedelkbrewery.com. Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Starts with each new day. And I can hear it in my dreams when I lay down. The ground's not there, but your notes are so true. So if you don't mind, cast this one thing in you. Play your song. Cross that ocean just to change your tune. A bittersweet crescendo, you bring me much pain. So if you don't mind, can I ask this one thing again? Play your song for me, my friend. It's so beautiful sounding when you play your song for me again. Written in
Yeah, it's
music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, coming up on Friday, April 24th, head over to Acclamation Brewing on Arch Street in Verona and catch 2B's Acoustic. They'll be there from 7 to 10. And then over to Elwood City and Shakespeare's Restaurant and Pub at the old Stonewall Golf Club. That's Mercer Road in Elwood City, Saturday, April 25th. From 6 to 9 p.m. with Brian and Brenda, 2B's Acoustic. Also on the General Concert Calendar, Sunday, June 28th, the Celebration of Life for Scotty Bajak comes to the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. Some great local music, a great night of celebration, basket raffles, 50-50, and more in remembrance and celebration of Scotty Bajak. Don't forget about Corey's Cruise, Saturday, July 25th. That's part of the Rock Done Right Tour, coming to the Big Butler Fairgrounds, Remembering Corey Compare Tour. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for more information. Also on the Rock Done Right Tour, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd, Cooper's Lake Campground. It's the place to be again in August. Tickets are on sale now at thebandjam.com. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, on Saturday, April 25th, it's the House Concert Series at the Field House in Cabot, presenting Outside Eliza. And that'll run from 7 to 10. And also get your tickets now for a very special show coming up in a month. On Thursday, May 21st, it's Nazareth live at Jurgles with special guests Radio 45 and the Noble Hops. Another great night of local music. Presented in part by Drusky Entertainment and Jurgles, Shady Lady will be there. It's a Rock Done Right tour stop, and you should be there, too. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show, as promised, to wrap up our show here tonight. We want to thank Two Man Happy Hour up in the Erie area, along with music from the 412. And we hope you'll support their cause and keep them going strong. Now, 4 years of sharing local, not only music, but local visions, because you get to see some of these local acts that you're hearing. You see the visual part of things with music videos and more, and connections to the Pittsburgh music scene via music from the 412. And they're not only helping to sponsor our final segment of the show tonight, along with Two Man Happy Hour, but they're also part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in August. So if you would consider dropping a donation, whatever can be spared out of your wallet, or if you're a business out there, they can work with you on getting a benefit for your business as well as benefiting from your donation.
Right. And speaking of Two Man Happy Hour also, and Mr. Jack Stevens, and of course our guest tonight with Twisted Elk Brewery, I caught Jack out there when he was performing a few weeks back and happened to catch a remote with him that I guess I never threw on. So why don't we throw that on right now?
Well, let's do it. Here it is, Two Man Happy Hour.
All right, Grassroots on the Rock Station 97.7 Utah here. I am remote here, Lake City, Pennsylvania at Twisted Elk Brewery. I'm standing here with the one and the only Jack Stevenson from Two Man Happy Hour. What's
up? My, it is great seeing you. Thanks for making it out to the show.
Absolutely. You know, when I seen that you were going to fill in here, it's like, well, we got to stick around.
Right.
Although we were sticking around to see A Common Crown also, because they're friends of ours.
And they're up in the area playing down the road with Eden on Fire.
So well, now that I know you're in the area, I think after my gig, we need to meet up somewhere for part two.
There you go.
How about this? We'll make it a two-man happy hour 97 Rock adventure.
Yes. Yeah, we should do that. And who knows, by the time we play this, maybe we have that commercial spot from you.
Oh, yeah. Whoopsie. It's Brian's fault. All right, I got to go.
All right. All right, you heard it, Brian. Let's get that commercial down, all right? Hey, where can everybody find you at? What's your website?
www.2manhappyhour.com.
And I've said this before. Anytime I am up in this area, that is the very first place I go. I don't even look anywhere else. I go, where's everybody playing? And I listen to your podcast as well all the time. Very well done. And I love it when you're like, oh, man, there's 130-something shows in the area and stuff
crazy.
Like this.
It was 118 this week.
That's amazing.
42 right within the city of Erie.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
That is really cool. And you know what? And you're a big driver behind that. As a local musician, I love that. And thank you very much.
Well, you know what? I love you guys. And for the listeners out there, thanks for supporting the live music scene. If it weren't for you guys... I mean, that's why we do the list. You can't expect venues to have live music if people don't come to them. And you can't expect people to come unless they know. So that's why we do the list. So submit your gigs for free.
Yeah, and you say that all the time.
I do.
You have to come out and support these venues or they won't do the music.
Yeah. And thank you for doing this, too. But I'm on break right now, and I still have to get a beer.
Oh, look at that. I'm depriving him. Meanwhile, I've got a full beer here. Yeah. Oh, I love it up here. Twisted Elk Brewery in Lake City.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Well, I love this, Utah, that we're connecting up our entire Western Pennsylvania music scene from Erie to Pittsburgh. There's so much going on right now, and we're really excited for folks to be able to catch all of that. And, you know, the bands that are going back and forth, you're hearing from Jess at Twisted Elk Brewery, all the bands that she's having up there, and they're bands that we have featured on this show for literally a decade. It's just great to see that scene has grown to the point where there's collaboration going on. And, you know, hey, if you're making a trip, if somebody from Erie making a trip down to Pittsburgh, you can scope out the music scene, you know, listening to our show. And then same thing with Two Man Happy Hour. And if you're making trips, you know, I think more people probably make, you know, weekend trips or vacation trips up to Erie because of what's going on. Jess mentioning, you know, Waldemere Park and the other entities that are up there and being at Presque Isle on the beach. I mean, there's just a lot happening and a lot of people go up and enjoy that. And you can make local music connections to be a part of your summer plans.
Yeah, I mean, the cross-pollination that's happening is really cool. And it's, you know, I say it often. The first thing I look at when I roll into Erie is twomanhappyhour.com to see who's playing where. And, you know, and Jack and Brian and Kay, all the people involved with that, they all do just such a fantastic job promoting their scene up here. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, and you even mentioned, you know, Jim and Karen Harpel up there frequenting in Erie. You know, that just tells you right there. There's somebody that's been deeply involved in the music scene around these parts for a long time. One of our key sponsors, the Meat Locker Recording Studio, you know, they're bopping around that Erie scene to check it out. So, you know, it's just, it's great. It gives you a lot of options. When you want to go somewhere, you can never move away from any of the great music because it's surrounding you.
Yeah, and we're going to have Erie represented this year again at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Awesome. Check out thebandjam.com. You can see a good half of the lineup that is already set to go and been revealed. And we, of course, will take you to Center Stage at the Band Jam every Friday morning right around 7:40-ish. So just tune in around 7:30. Well, you should have it on anyway. But 977rocks.com, 97.7 FM on the Rock Show Morning Show with Jay. We sit down and take a listen to one of the bands that you will get to see at the Band Jam this year. And big shout out again to our sponsors, Cummings Candy and Coffee. Also, Ram Automotive, who are presenting that singer-songwriter in the round on Thursday, August 20th, again at 7 o'clock. As we've said, music from the 412, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, and stay tuned for some more, maybe pre-Band Jam fun through them. Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Quality Life Services, and Liberty Corner Tavern, all involved in this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And that list is not exclusive. You can be a part of it as well. If you're a business out there, an entity who would like to be a part of advertising but also supporting the Band Jam and being a part of the weekend, we'd love to be able to brag about you and talk about you the rest of the summer. So you can reach out to the bandjam.com site get all the information you need. There's forms on there for you. Even vendors, you can get in on it. That's the easiest one stop. It'll even connect you up to Cooper's Lake if you'd like to camp for the weekend, but you can get your tickets there. TheBandJam.com. It's one-stop shopping, right, Utah?
It is, and as always, kids 17 and under are free.
There you go. August 20th through the 22nd, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Well, we're going to dig into a couple more tunes here before we go, and then we will be back next week. Hard to believe, but we'll be wrapping up the month of April already. It seems like March and April just went whoop. That means, you know, make your plans August 20th through 22nd, because Band Jam will be here before you know it. But hey, we got an email from Mr. Greg Long, and he has gone into a solo part of things with the G.E. Long Band. Of course, he was part of Lone Crow Rebellion, who we've had on a bunch of different times. But he's written a solo album that is called Ain't No Rain. And he's had some interesting folks join him with some additional help, even a violin on some of the cuts. And we're going to invite you to visit gelongband.com. He actually dropped this full album the last part of January, and we're going to spin you a song called Ain't No Rain. And you'll hear the young lady who plays violin on one of the songs doing some vocals with Greg on this, G.E. Long. Kate Materko does some of the vocals as well. Ain't No Rain from the new G.E. Long Band.
All right, and we'll take the show out with Ingo Swann. We were talking about them in the first segment. They've got a brand new song out called Penetration, and they've got a lot happening right now. And a big shout out to them for opening the show with us up in Erie at Oasis last week also.
Awesome stuff. It's a great, great, great new tune. I'm anxious to see these guys live myself. Well, Utah, we'll do it again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock if you're available.
I'll be here. I believe our guest is Lyle Borger.
Good stuff. Well, we'll talk about the summer ahead, and we will chat local music again, and we hope you'll get out and support some of these local music acts that we are talking about and the venues as well. Let's all get out and support those pubs and breweries and more wineries and institutions that celebrate local music, because that's what makes this scene so very, very special. And we'll be back with our Grassroots Show Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Ain't no rain.
country, he joined the fight. Now he's a hero, all but forgotten. Though we all can sleep safe at night. Ain't no rain, falling around here. Ain't no rain. The skies are clear.
Dusty road, trying to find the rest of my soul, and I don't think I'll be back again. Debris and innocence, the things that I must have left in the no-name town to the west. I guess there's no rest for the wicked rich. And all the lies I've told, and all the shows I've shown, and all the things I've done to the end. What if I someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better would begin. Oh, I guess there's no rest for the wicked rich. Oh, I guess there's no rest. Get ready. Things I've done to live. What if I was a different man? Someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better will begin. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest.
guess there's no rain. There's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. If only.
Champagne on ice, and she's
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
Station 97.7.
It doesn't matter how small your knob is. It's how loud you can turn it up.
Giving you a reason to use your volume knob again. Your Rock Station.